This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Edge Energy Drink. Go to myedgedrink.com and order the only energy drink I enjoy because it's delicious, smooth, and has zero aftertaste. That's my kind of energy drink. It's the Big O's choice. Make it yours. Get the Edge at myedgedrink.com.
Alrighty. And by the way, I promised you that we were working on another guest. And we got him. I got my buddy Tony Jones, who does an excellent job of covering the Jazz for many years now for The Athletic. And the Rudy Gobert trade went down yesterday. And so what's going to go on with Donovan Mitchell? Well, why don't we talk to the guy that's been covering Donovan Mitchell every single day of his career since he's been in Utah? We will talk to the Brooklyn-born and Philadelphia-raised Tony Jones, T. Jones on the NBA on Twitter from The Athletic. So he will join us over there from Utah, and we'll talk Rudy Gobert, and we'll talk Donovan Mitchell. We'll get his thoughts. We don't know what's going on in Utah, right? Heat fans, you want to know what's going on in Utah? We're going to tell you what's going on in Utah with a Utah Jazz writer that knows his shit, man. Tony's awesome. So if you haven't seen or heard Tony on our show over the years, well, you will get your opportunity. He great interview, great vibe, great personality, and we'll have some fun with him. And we'll get the skinny on what he thinks is going to happen with Donovan Mitchell. Okay, don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. Always appreciate all of you out there smashing the hell out of the like button, man. It really is needed. By the way, Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines, they are celebrating their 14th anniversary. So what are you waiting for? Get on down there to 15601 Pines Boulevard. We were out there yesterday to promote it. They've got the 2023 Integra in. It is nice. $369 a month is the lease feature right now for it. They've got 2022 models, of course, the TLX. That is a beautiful car. The technology package, $479 a month. If you're looking for certified pre-owned vehicles, well, guess what? They've got them, and as low as 0.99% financing for the RDX, the TLX, the ILX, the MDX. Check out the fleet of certified pre-owned vehicles and the new vehicles over at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. We love the great people, Larry Schlossberg, and all the awesome people out there at Craig Zinn's Acura of Pembroke Pines. All right. So appreciate all of you out there as always. So yesterday we went 12-2. We did it again. We hit it. We got our liquor split matchup of the night. We are on one hell of a roll right now, man. 12-2 against the number. 12-2 against the number. It's a hell of a run, man. Can we make it 13-2? Let's find out.
It's time to tap that app. And no one loves to tap that app like the Big O. Here's the liquor split matchup of the night.
So we're going to try to hit Marino today. Oh, sorry. We hit Bob Greasy at 12, right? 12-2. So our matchup of the night yesterday, we told you to take Atlanta -1.5 runs against Cincinnati. I didn't like the starting pitcher, Mike Minor, for Cincinnati. He didn't pitch bad. He actually allowed 2 runs in 6 innings. The problem was the 2 relief pitchers that came after allowed some runs. But Atlanta won comfortably, 9-1. So if you laid the 1.5 with me, you are on a roll. We're 12-2 together in the last 14 liquor split matchups of the night. And I didn't go on the Marlins game. And remember, I told you that I just don't trust what's going on with the Marlins. And I didn't like that the Nationals were favored by 1.5 yesterday. And the Marlins, you know, Trevor Rogers had been so inconsistent. And what did I tell you yesterday? The problem with Trevor Rogers, he's been inconsistent, but he can get it done. And he did it yesterday, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 Ks. Brian Anderson hit a solo home run, no Chisholm and everything, and they still got it done, 6-3 against the sorry-ass Nationals. So tonight it's Daniel, or this afternoon, it's Daniel Castano taking on Jackson Treholt. And Jackson's 2-1 with a 4.24 ERA. And Castano is 0-1 with a 2.57 ERA. Marlins are favored by a run and a half. The over and under is 9.5 runs on this one. And Castano's actually pitched well. But I guess Vegas doesn't have a lot of respect for Castano or Treholt. Just like my man Mish, he's not a Castano guy. Washington is plus 100 in the money line, and Miami is minus 120. Guess what? I'm not touching this game. I'm not touching the Marlins game, but I just wanted to give you the game, the Marlins game for tonight, and give you the line. I'm going with the Baltimore-Minnesota game. Well, right now, they've got Jordan Lyles taking on Sonny Gray this evening. Jordan Lyles is 3-5 with a 6.47 ERA. In the last 28 innings, Jordan Lyles has allowed 20 earned runs, 19 Ks, and a 6.28 ERA. He's allowed 4 earned runs in 4 of his last 5 outings. So he has not pitched well. Okay. Baltimore actually won yesterday 3-2 against Minnesota. Baltimore, sorry, Minnesota's really good. But they had Spencer Watkins on the mound, which is their second-best pitcher. Tyler Wells, I believe, is their best pitcher, who's got like a 3-2 ERA. He's 6-4. But here's the thing, man. Sonny Gray is 2-0, got a 2-4 ERA. In the 10 outings this year for Sonny Gray, he has allowed 0 earned runs, shutouts 4 times. 2 earned runs 4 times, and 1 earned run 1 time. Okay? And one 3 earned run game. That's his worst outing in 10, allowing 3 runs. And you're listening to me, Jordan Lyles has allowed no less than 4 earned runs in 4 of his last 5 outings. The line, Minnesota's -1.5 runs. The over and under is 9 runs. Baltimore's plus 190 right now on the money line. And Minnesota's a whopping 235 on the money line. I'm not going to tell you to lay the money line. I'm not going with the over and under. I'm going with Minnesota here. I'm going to lay the 1.5. I'm going to count on Sonny Gray to put together another solid outing against a bad team like the Orioles. And I'm counting on the Twins to put up enough runs to win by those 2 runs that I need here. I think they'll win by 3 or 4, maybe 5 runs in this game. Go with Minnesota -1.5 in this game. Okay? That, my friends, is our liquor split matchup of the night.
The matchup of the night is brought to you by Liquor Split, Miami's own online liquor store. Liquor Split. Download the Tap That app and get your favorite liquor delivered to you for just $2.99. No risk, no drinking and driving. Tap That app with Liquor Split.
There we go. That's our Liquor Split matchup of the night. Thank you all, as always, for tuning in and keeping it locked here and giving us the edge we need every single day with our Edge energy drink. Damn. You know what I was it? Man, what was the name of that thing that I watched yesterday? Well, it doesn't matter. Well, I'll get to it down the line. No one loves to tap that app like the big O. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Honey, where you at? Oh. We can't do that here because then all of a sudden then the show becomes pornographic. Can't tap the app right here. Or that app that I'm talking about. Honey? Anyway. So we got you with our liquor split matchup of the night. Did you guys see? Oh, by the way, Seth Levitt and OJ McDuffie, they do a great job with the fish tank. And those of you that are Dolphin fans, I'm not sure if you've seen the fish tank, But if not, you should actually subscribe to the Fish Tank. What the hell are you doing? What the hell is wrong with you? What kind of a Dolphin fan are you not watching the Fish Tank? Anyway, so Seth apparently spilled some water while he was editing a show. And the water developed an interesting shape. Check it out. Check it out. How about that? It's a fish. Look at that. The fish tank spilled water, and one of the water droplets, or several of them, formed a fish-like. He says, is it a sign? I tweeted back to Seth. I said, this one looks better than the original logo that we have right now. He didn't comment publicly, of course. He's not going to do that. I'll do that because I don't give a shit. I'll say it like I don't care. I love my Dolphins. I hate that whale logo. Oh, my God, that whale logo is terrible. But there you go. That's a sign. It shows you that, you know, it's going to happen. We have the edge now. Not only because you could grab an Edge energy drink at myedgedrink.com. No, 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 no. We have the edge now because droplets are forming into dolphins. Although I will admit it kind of looked more like a shark than it did a dolphin. But it's a sign. It's a sign. They're coming, baby. Dolphins are coming. We're getting after you. That's for damn sure. All right, 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the program, that's 855-912-1056. All right, we've been on actually a little more than an hour. So let's do this. Give me 2 minutes here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little basketball. Tony Jones covers the Utah Jazz. We want to find out what's going on with the Utah Jazz, okay? What's the deal with the Utah Jazz? Are they going to move Donovan Mitchell? Let's find out with the man that covers Donovan Mitchell every single day he's been in this NBA. Tony Jones is next.
When you move, you need a reliable company led by passionate folks, eager to assist its customers during a transitional process that needs to be smooth. Call Essential Moving Experts at 844-368-5750 for all your local and long-distance moving needs. You can rely on Essential Moving Experts. Mention the Big O Show and get $150 off. Family-owned and operated, they offer free 30-day storage, full-service moving, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com. South Florida's premier law enforcement agency is now hiring individuals like you. The Fort Lauderdale Police Department is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com. Are you ready? The city of Fort Lauderdale is an equal opportunity employer.
What? Huh? Oh, look.
Hey guys, this is Hayden Hurst, NFL tight end. I'm partnering today with Red Recover. We're going to run you guys through some drills. I started using Red Recover last year, my fourth year in the NFL. It just helps me on Mondays after games get my recovery process started, get back into the fold of the week, and get ready for the following Sunday. And if you want to recover like me, use Red Recover.
When you need your warehouse looking good while staying efficient, there's only one place to find the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack? Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547.
Welcome back. There he is, the man, the myth, the legend. That is Tony Jones of The Athletic. How you doing, T? You doing all right?
My God, man. How you doing? Been a long
doing
time.
Great, man. Yeah, man. It's been a while. And obviously, here in South Florida, there's some rumblings going on as Riley is going whale hunting. And although it's drying up a little bit out there, the options for Pat Riley right now. Let's get into what's going on with you guys there. Gobert goes. The Royce O'Neal trade goes. What is happening, first of all, before we ask about the trade in Utah? Are they on a rebuild or on a retooling?
Well, it's a retool for the Jazz. You know, obviously, you know, two trades within 48 hours involving two starters, one involving one of their two best players. You know, but the Jazz are just trying to retool on the fly. Danny Ainge realized that the core that topped out in the first round against Dallas, you know, he felt like that core kind of reached its end, and you know, he's going about changing the core, trying to do it on the fly, and you know, that's what you have. So, you know, we thought, you know, I started reporting that Gobert, it was a possibility that Gobert could go long time ago, probably around 6 weeks ago. You know, finally came to fruition yesterday.
So the Donovan Mitchell situation, and listen, I'm almost thinking this is going to be impossible anyways, because Ainge and Riley hate each other. So I don't even know how Ainge would want to help Riley anyway. Yeah, that part to me doesn't make any sense as it is. But I haven't heard Donovan Mitchell say he wants to leave. I haven't heard that they're trying to trade him. There's been no inclination. That's just crap that we're making up down here. So you're closer to the situation than any of us ever will be. Is Donovan Mitchell there for the long run? Are they keeping Donovan Mitchell, or is there a chance that he still could be moved?
Well, it depends on what you define as a long run. You know, do I think that if you had to put a percentage on whether he's in a Jazz uniform this year and through this year up until this time next summer, I'd put that around 90% or better. The Jazz don't have any intentions of trading Mitchell. Mitchell hasn't asked out. The Jazz are trying to simply put, the Jazz are trying to rebuild their roster around Mitchell. So I know that there's been, you know, a lot of speculation, nationally, about what Utah's, intention with Mitchell is, or what Mitchell's intentions are with Utah. None of my sources, and I have numerous sources, none of them have indicated, that, you know, that the Jazz are amenable to trading Mitchell at this point. Every last person that I've talked to has said that, you know, we're not trading Mitchell. We don't have any intention of trading Mitchell. So, you know, it could be all smoke and bluster, but I just don't see it at this point.
So then here's what I ask you, because they've got a haul of picks. They've got three of them that are unprotected in the whole Gobert move. And this is the part that we're not talking about. So are the Jazz whale hunting? Because they've got ammunition. They can do things. Everybody keeps talking about the Jazz trying to get rid of people. And sure, they got rid of Gobert. But come on, man. We all know that the Mitchell-Gobert thing wasn't like a great relationship as it is. And in today's NBA, you got to score more, man. And Gobert is a fantastic defender. But I get it. You want to get more points. So talk to me. Maybe people are misreading the Jazz. Maybe the Jazz are trying to reload so they can go out and try to go get another star to put next to Mitchell. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that there's some validity to that. I don't know if that comes this summer. I know that there's been some stuff out there that the Jazz are possibly interested in DeAndre Ayton, you know, and that could possibly come to fruition in any possible Kevin Durant trade that lands Durant in Phoenix. But, you know, I think right now, and I could tell you this specifically, I've been told that going forward, the Jazz are trying to supplement their roster with wings, and they are looking for a big, because right now they're the only big on their team, right? The only two bigs on their team right now are Walker Kessler, who they just acquired in the trade from Minnesota, and Udoka Azubuike, and an undrafted free agent, and Kofi Coburn, who's the All-American out of Illinois. But they don't have a starting level big that they feel that's on the roster right now. So, you know, do I think I did specifically ask about Ayton yesterday. I was told that there's nothing imminent on that front. But, you know, I will say this. When I started hearing rumblings about Minnesota pushing to the forefront, I asked about Minnesota this week, and I was also told that there's nothing imminent on that. So, you know, things can heat up quickly in the trade world. I would not be shocked if the Jazz made a play at Ayton. But, you know, we'll have to just sit back and see what happens a little bit.
The way I see those guys, they can make a move for Harrison Barnes. They can make a move for Miles Turner. They can make a move. I don't know if Atlanta really is going to keep John Collins, but that would be another one that kind of fits what they need. I mean, because you kind of look what he did with the Celtics, you kind of got to feel that he's going to try to do the same kind of thing there in Utah, right? He's going to try to find that other guy to pair with Mitchell.
That's why the picks package with Rudy Gobert is so significant. It gives you moves on the chessboard that you can make. You can keep those picks. For me,
and they have their own, right? And they have their own too, right?
Well, that was the thing. They didn't have their own, so they still don't have a pick in 2024, but they do have three first round picks in 2023. In the most valuable of the picks for the Jazz from Minnesota are the 2027 pick, which is unprotected when Rudy Gobert is not going to be on the books, and 2029, which is top five protected, which Rudy Gobert is going to be on the books. I think anything short of that, you know, especially among the three picks next year, are kind of in play as the Jazz kind of figure out what they want to do. I know that Atlanta is still amenable to moving John Collins. You know, obviously we know that Miles Turner is probably available. Obviously we know that DeAndre Ayton is probably available. So there's stuff that the Jazz can do. You know, Tobias Harris in Philly is probably available. I'm not sure whether the Jazz want to take on somebody who has a $37 million salary coming up next year. But I know that Harris is available as well. So, you know, the Jazz were going to be a trade team, but right now they have like eight guards on their roster and like five shooting guards on their roster. So, you know, they're going to have to figure something out there. You know, so it's going to be really interesting in the next few weeks to see what the Jazz do.
Tony Jones joining us from The Athletic, well connected in the league. And Tony, what's your gut tell you? Because I know now they're throwing Toronto in the mix, and obviously they have the ammunition, but I don't know if Durant wants to go to Toronto. And Miami, as much as I would love to see him here with our Heat, I just feel like the Suns and the Raptors have more ammunition. So what's your gut tell you? Where does Durant end up? And the caveat to all of this, is there a way that they can come up with a three-team trade where they move? Because this is the only way I think Miami could end up with Durant, that they take the Ben Simmons contract off their hands. But you have to move Bam. Now, NBA rules, can you move Bam back to Brooklyn? Can you trade the two players? Or do you need a third team to move Bam to a third team so you can take the Simmons contract? Walk us through that rule.
So the rule is you can't have two designated rookie max deals on the same team. But the rule, so here's the rule with Bam. Bam, the rule is you have to be, it would have to be a trade. So Donovan Mitchell can't go to the Brooklyn Nets if Ben Simmons is on the team, because Ben Simmons has already been traded and Donovan Mitchell would have already been traded. But Donovan Mitchell could come to the Miami Heat because Bam Adebayo has not been traded. He was drafted. So that's the wrinkle in that rule. So Ben Simmons,
so you,
and Bam,
so you can't trade. You can't trade Bam straight up for Simmons. That part of the trade.
So what happens is you can trade Ben Simmons to Miami. You can't trade Bam to Brooklyn.
Okay, you got to trade him to
right. Jazz. Okay. So Ben Simmons could come to Miami, but Bam could not go to Brooklyn with Ben Simmons on the roster because Bam was drafted.
Right.
So, you know, if you're the Heat, you probably do need a third team. And I do agree with you. You know, you probably have to take the Ben Simmons trade because he has negative value right now. Really negative value.
And by the way, I talked about this like 7 or 8 months ago, Tony. It's San Antonio, Golden State, Miami. There's only a couple places that might save that kid. Miami is actually one of the places that could save that kid because they're great at player development. You know what I mean? Ben Simmons, I don't know if he'll succeed in most places. It has to be a place that knows how to develop talent. You know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, as much as I'm not really a Ben Simmons guy, I got to give this organization all the credit in the world. They know how to develop players, man. They know how to reach them sometimes. Hell, they got the most out of Whiteside. I mean,
I think Ben's got to save himself at this point, though. And he's got to want to save himself. And I don't know that there's a desire for him. You know, he's got to prove that he wants to play basketball. And, you know, and I think that's the big thing with Ben Simmons. You know, that everybody in the league is kind of questioning with him. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You know, my thing with Kevin Durant is I don't know why Denver's not offering Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and like 3 or 4 first round picks to try to pair Durant with Jokic.
Injuries maybe. I don't know. That's a great question.
If I were Denver, I would offer that trade all day.
The question is, Tony, how much is Durant controlling where he wants to go? Does he want to go to even Denver? Does he want to go to Toronto? Because all we hear from reports are Suns and Miami. So are those other teams even in play? What have you heard from the Durant camp?
Well, I mean, you know, I've heard what I've seen, which is that Durant probably wants to go to Phoenix. But, you know, you never know with some of this stuff. And the important thing to keep in mind about Durant is that he's got 4 years left on his contract, which means, you know, if I'm the Nets, I'm not obligated to send him where he wants to go. I'm more obligated to send him where I can get the best package. It's the same thing with Donovan Mitchell. You know, one of the things, he's got 3 years left on his contract. You know, if he truly asked out, we're talking about Danny Ainge here. Danny Ainge will just send him, you know, where he's going to get the most value from. He's not going to necessarily send him where he wants to go. So he wouldn't necessarily send him where he wants to go. So, you know, the shorter the contract, the more leverage I believe the player has. The longer the contract, the more leverage I believe the team has. And, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with Durant.
All right, we'll wrap it up with this. What's your gut tell you? Where does Durant end up? Since it looks like Mitchell's going to stay in Utah, where does Durant end up? What do you think?
I probably think that he ends up in Phoenix or Toronto. You know, okay. If Masai goes to Brooklyn and says, hey, you know, you take Scottie Barnes, you know, Gary Trent, Precious Achiuwa, and like three or four first round picks, you know, it's hard. It would be hard for me if I'm Brooklyn to turn down getting Scottie Barnes, because I think he's going to be an all NBA player like 5 to 7 times.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what I saw from Scottie Barnes. If you're a basketball fan, you need to follow my man Tony on Twitter at T Jones on the NBA, covering the Jazz and the NBA for The Athletic. As it says on his byline, Akron born, Brooklyn and Philly raised. By the way, that I feel bad for your Brooklyn folks. Wow, man. That came and went, dude. It was like all of a sudden we were going to be a monster, and all of a sudden we're back to being midgets. I mean, it just, oh, God. I feel bad for those fans. That's a tease, bro.
I'm a Knicks fan. I'm in a Knicks family, so we don't have any sympathy.
No, yeah, you have your own problems.
We got our own issues right now.
All right, T, as always, I appreciate you taking some time on a Saturday, man. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Thanks, my guy.
You got it. There you go. Tony Jones getting it done, baby. That's what it's all about. Thank you, T. Appreciate you. There you go. All right. Good stuff as always.
Why is it that you get locked out in the worst moments of your life?
Where are my car keys?
Man, I can't find my house keys.
In those frustrating moments, you need a locksmith you can count on. A. Lenny Locksmiths in South Florida, from Miami to Port St. Lucie. In Central Florida, A. Lenny locks it down in Orlando and Tampa Bay. Lockouts or lock changes for home or business, car key replacements, and programming all model cars. 24-hour service. Call them at 855-869-5625. Go to the website at alennylocksmith.com.
All righty, we are back, and we thank Tony Jones for joining us. Excellent, excellent insider. And if you're a basketball fan, follow him. T. Jones on the NBA. Good follow on Twitter, man. And Red Recover. Oh, yeah. I tell you all the time. Here's my Red Recover hat. There's the lights. My hair is growing back, which is a beautiful thing. You can get this hat. You can get all kinds of treatment, whether you're looking for elbow, shoulder, neck, back. The kids during the summer, they are going to be playing all kinds of sports. So not that I'm looking forward to it, but I'm just telling you, it's going to happen. Strains and sprains, all kinds of stuff. And you want to heal all natural. That's why you want to go to redrecover.com. I swear by it. I'm telling you, folks, listen, you're working out. As you get older, you get the sore knees. You're young. Your body's sore. You want to recover. Redrecover.com. Professional athletes like Hayden Hurst uses it. Red Recover is ideal for anybody suffering from even chronic pain, such as arthritis, neck or lower back discomfort. Only 15 minutes a day will bring about tremendous relief. I know, because I see it with my wife. She has knee issues, and when it gets when it's raining a lot, she has some issues. She puts that on. When she goes walking for a certain amount of time, she comes back, she has sore knees. She puts it on for 15 minutes a day, and it alleviates the pain, and that's what it's all about. It optimizes your performance. It helps you recover. Go to redrecover.com. It's great for kids. It's great for the adults, and it's even great for your dogs. And, you know, our dogs, as they get older, they develop all kinds of issues, whether it's hip or arthritic issues. Red Recover has sleeves for your dogs to help in all parts of their bodies, also to give them 10 to 15 minutes of treatment a day. Absolutely painless, absolutely drug-free. It's all natural. That's what it's all about. And you're going to get 10% off when you mention the Big O. So put in that code, Big O. Go to redrecover.com. I swear by it. Check it out for yourself. You'll love it. Redrecover.com. And if you don't see the hat to grow your hair back, men or women, by the way, my wife is using the hat also, because her hair is thinning out a little bit. So she is using the hat also so your hair starts growing fuller. Man, I'm 55, man. I've been using this for, I don't know, 9 months, 10 months, almost a year. And my hair is pretty damn full for a 55-year-old. And I thank Red Recover for that as it continues to fill in the bald spot that I have here. And my hair is actually growing a lot fuller now. So check it out, redrecover.com. It's a beautiful thing. I think Kyrie and KD are trying to get traded to the same team. I don't believe they really want to get traded to the Heat. No, that's not. Neither one is happening. I don't think he wants to play with Kyrie ever again, my brother. I disagree with you, Jermaine. I think he had enough of Kyrie. John says, we are not trading for Durant, taking Ben Simmons with him, LOL. We would turn into the Nets. No, not really. Not really, because you don't have to give him a long-term contract or anything. He's got his normal contract. You're out of it in 2 years. I think that's what it is, right? He hasn't even been in the league like three. So you can get out of that contract very soon. It's a small window where he has to prove, and then you get him and you get rid of him. So it's not so bad, right? What else do we have here to talk about on Le Programme here? Oh, by the way, great week for the Canes. Yesterday, they got four-star tight end Riley Williams. He picked the Canes over Alabama and Ohio State. How awesome is that? Look, I don't get too high or low about recruits, four, five-star. I don't give a crap about that stuff. Until I actually see the kid on the field, that's when I'll get excited about the kid. When I actually, like the Williams kid in the safety position, you see him and you're like, holy shit. Now, wow, that's a player. You know what I mean? And that's when you get excited. Once I see him on the field and making plays, you're like, wow. But I love that you're not beating out Army and Northeast Missouri State for somebody. No, you're beating Alabama and Ohio State. That's a good sign. That's a four-star player. And they just got three tight ends to commit overall. They got Jackson Carver and Reed McKeeska. Okay. This kid, Riley, by the way, his older brother, Corbin, ended up playing for Mario at Oregon. Riley is 6'6", 230, caught 36 balls last year for 890 yards and 14 touchdowns. He's now transferring to the IMG Academy over in Bradenton this season. So he'll be a lot closer here to Miami, and that'll give Mario and the staff an opportunity to go check up on the kid and keep up the relationships. So you got Jaden Rashad in the last month, a four-star QB, Nathaniel Joseph, the four-star wide receiver, and Robert Stafford, that is, the four-star cornerback, on top of Riley Williams, the four-star tight end to commit. So you're now getting, you know, these highly rated players. And Mario Cristobal, brother, you know, kudos to you, man. I admire the hell out of your hard work, your determination, your dedication, your passion. It is freaking awesome, and it comes through. I see it. Fans see it. Players see it. Your coaches see it. Your administrators see it. Your competition sees it. And the competition is nervous. The competition is saying, oh, shit. We got a guy that knows what the hell he's doing, and you're not going to outwork him. And that's half the battle in life is being willing to work. If you're willing to work, you're going to get results. And that's exactly what's going on with Mario Cristobal. He's willing to work, and he is getting some sick-ass results, man. That's pretty cool. That is very cool, actually. What else do we have going on in the world of sports? By the way, hopefully Inter Miami can get it done on Monday, 9 o'clock, July 4th. They take on Dallas. See if the boys can continue their winning ways. They've been playing much better. It's so much more fun to watch this Inter Miami team. Kudos to the head coach, to Phil Neville. And kudos to Chris Henderson in the front office, who clearly is making a monster difference. And now when he starts getting his money available again, and he's able to go out and get some DPs, This time around, they'll get better DPs than they did the first time around. Much better DPs. They did an absolutely horrible job at the beginning with this team. You know, the Tua Tyreek relationship has stirred up all kinds of emotions with people. And I really enjoy, in a way, because I feel good about Tua. And I listen, outside of injuries, I don't worry about this kid. I don't worry about him playing. I think he's will figure everything out. I think he can make every throw in the book. I am not worried whatsoever about Tua Tagovailoa. Okay? None. To me, as I've said from the get-go, it's been more about the environment around him that's been toxic, that's been irresponsible, that's been just, I don't know, mind-blowing, because none of it makes any sense, the shit that they've done around him. But now, it's nice to see that he's in a much better place. He's a guy that now feels comfortable with his environment, and now he can be himself, which I think that's the part that, you know, we just talked about a little bit about it with Omar yesterday, just talked about it with Cam, and I think a lot of you are going to realize this. What happened the last 2 years was it actually hurt Tua, didn't help Tua. And now you're going to actually see the real Tua, and I think you're going to be able to see a guy grow, which is really, really important overall. And I saw this article for Trevor Lawrence, and I laughed. And I'm gonna read this article for you, or read just a little excerpt of the article, because I just found it, you know, funny. And this is sometimes, and listen, media and fans are guilty. Fans obviously are guilty as hell usually, because they, you know, a lot of them don't really read into things the right way. But a lot of media members also F up. Okay. We'll call out the media members too. But Jags coordinator Mike McCoy says sophomore quarterback Trevor Lawrence is making quicker decisions this offseason, according to John Shipley of SI. Changing plays at the line of scrimmage is a new development for Lawrence, who in 21, quarterback by Jacksonville offense by the clueless Urban Meyer, Lawrence said last year was really my first time really dealing with checking in and out of things, getting us in the right play, good matchup, routes, whatever it is. In OTAs and minicamps this offseason, Lawrence has demonstrated his ability to adjust to defenses, tweaking plays on the fly, and playing faster should make the offense superior to the predictable, inefficient Jacksonville offense of 2021. Here's my problem with narratives. Trevor Lawrence wasn't the problem last year. The environment was his problem, just like Tua Tagovailoa. Okay, the environment is your problem, just like when you watch Steve Young in Tampa and then you watch him in San Francisco. It's the environment that's around you that will not allow you to succeed. As Cam Wolf mentioned, Derek Carr, okay? No, I'm sorry, David Carr, Derek's older brother, who came into the league and was super talented but got sacked 70 times a year, was beaten to a pulp. Maybe that's why he never became the guy. Sometimes your environment will ruin you and you don't have a chance to succeed. You know what I'm saying? And so that's my problem with these narratives. And they do this with Tua all the time, and we've talked about this. Oh, they made excuses for Tua. Well, wait a minute. Is it a fact that the line sucked, or is that an excuse? It's a fact, right? Is it a fact that the running game didn't work, or is that an excuse? No, it's a fact. Is it a fact that they didn't have a quarterback's coach or an offensive line coach or an offensive coordinator that knew what the hell they were doing? Is that an excuse, or is that a fact? But then you spin it as excuses, and then you create your narrative. And the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. Well, he's making faster reads. No, he didn't have people to show him last year, because you probably had a moron that thought you could still call plays from the sidelines and let everybody else read, you know, off the signals instead of cards. Because that's Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was the problem for Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is not a problem. Trevor Lawrence will be fine. Tua will be fine. But nobody's going to succeed if you got shit around you. And that's the difference. So when I saw that Trevor Lawrence story, I thought about Tua. Because you create these narratives because you're the ones that end up, you know, you don't watch that they're burying these kids by not helping them succeed. Found it funny as hell. I really did. 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line. That's 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. What else do we have? Pat Riley wouldn't be able to help him either. You think Simmons? But if there's somebody that could help him, it's this organization. You might be right. You might be right. Daryl Ray says, great. There's your voice. I listened to 560 QAM back in the day. Daryl, let's go Fins. Heat should get Durant for Miami. Thank you, Daryl. Appreciate you. Please subscribe to the channel. And please subscribe to both our channels, not only the Big O Radio Show, but Big O Show Cuts. That one's also going to have some live programming. So we need to get to 1,000 on that one. So please help us. Let's get to 13,000 here on this one too. So please share the link to folks and tell other Dolph fans, Heat fans, Marlins fans, Panther fans, Inter Miami fans, sports fans, crypto fans, music fans. Tell them about the show, man. Tell them about the show. Simmons posted an IG feeling incredible. That means he's really miserable. Dude looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. Rosendo says the future is looking bright for the U. Yes, sir. Let's see. I like how Tua said in the interview that he's a nice guy off the field, but on the field, he's not so nice. It's the way it is. Oh, Dwayne Wade's like that too. Really nice off the field. And on the field, on the court, he's going to cut your heart out. And I think Tua will be that guy too. Heat fans, Inter Miami has been making more progress than the Marlins. Oh, yeah. 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 The Marlins got to spend, man. They don't, and you know what's the screwed up part about the Marlins? I don't know if you guys realize this. Some of you, I don't know. Maybe, you know, because most of you don't give a rat's ass about the Marlins, but I want to make sure I give it to you exactly here. So I'm going to pull it up for you. But this is what people may not realize about the Marlins right now. Even with the issues that they have and everything else, the Marlins are 35-40. They're five games under 500. It's not like they're an absolutely horrible team. So if you actually spent a little more and got the right pieces, Avisail Garcia is a decent player, but that's not the kind of free agent that you want to really go sign and build your team around. That's a B to C level free agent that you settled for. That's what Avisail Garcia is. I mean, come on, man. So you've got to, you know, you got to take that next step, unfortunately, and they haven't. Either that or you're going to have to draft and develop a bunch of really young stars. And so far, we haven't seen that. Jazz is like the closest thing that they have. But you're going to have to develop several of those kind of guys if you can't spend the money. They're doing a great job with the pitching. They are loading up and have loaded up with the pitching. They have enough pitching that they can trade for bats. That's the other thing that they could possibly do. Go get yourself a young player that's an up-and-coming star that you, it looks like you're convinced that he, you know, he's had a decent year or two already in the majors offensively, and you can see it. But go give up a couple pitchers for that. If you can't buy it, then go get the guy that you can maybe control his salary and buy him early on, like what you did with Sandy or something, man. But you got to make a move. That's the screwed up part about the Marlins. They're right there. The Inter, they screwed up so much early on that they have put Chris Henderson in a tough position to improve the team. In 2 years, Chris Henderson will have all the flexibility, and I'm sure Inter will also purchase some really good DPs because Jorge Mas is going to win. I don't care what anybody tells me. I've been around the dude. Okay, he's a good man. He wants to win. All of that. Yeah, They've been a disaster early on, but that happens to a lot of new businesses, and you got to figure stuff out, and he'll figure it out, man. He's a really successful businessman. So they'll figure out their mistakes, and they'll correct them, and they'll move on. But the Marlins, you know, I know that Inter has the owner that wants to win. I'm not the Marlins, you know, Bruce Sherman has not shown me that he has the mad ass passion to want to win. I don't think anybody can say that. Let's see. Bengal fans have the nerve to compare their O-line to ours. Actually, Bengals fans have a good O-line right now. Did you watch Heat fans, what they did in the offseason? I guess you didn't watch it, but if you want me to actually remind you, you probably didn't do your homework. But they added three. Mike Brown did something he never does. He went and actually spent money in free agency. Mike Brown has been a joke of an owner forever. And this year, somehow or another, he went out and spent money, dude. They got Leo Collins. They got Alex Kappa and Ted Karras. They already had Jonah Williams, who's their first rounder, and Carmen Jackson, who's their second rounder from last year. So they ended up signing the entire right side from the center on, all free agents. And they did draft Cordell Volson in the fourth round, too. He's backing up Kappa. So Leo Collins as your right tackle, Alex Kappa as your right guard. Ted Karras is a serviceable center, not a great center. But if Jackson and Kappa are good guards, then that'll help the center out a lot. They improved their line, man. Put it this way, they actually have more guys proven than our guys. We only have two. They have like three guys that are proven already. So, you know, you got to give them their props. Because Jonah Williams is proven, Kappa's proven, Leo Collins proven, and Ted Karras is actually, he's actually proven more as a center than our guy, Connor Williams. Now, Connor Williams can be better because he's a good guard, but he hasn't really become a good center yet. Sometimes you gotta, don't be a fan and be a little bit more objective about it. Give the Bengals their credit, man. They did what they had to do around Joe Burrow. They had to load up on the line, and they loaded up on the line to protect them. They did a good job, you know? So it's one of those deals. Well, in 2021, to be specific, it's still better, right? Because Joe Mixon had 1,300 yards, 1,200 yards, right? And 11, 12 touchdowns. They had a much better running game than Miami did. So either it was all Joe Mixon and no line, but I would imagine somebody on the line did some work for Joe Mixon to play that well, and Miami didn't have anything like that in the running game. So that's one thing Burrow had that, you know, Tua did not have. He did not have a 1,200-yard rusher scoring, you know, 11, 12 touchdowns on the ground. So it is what it is, as they say. So Rudy Gobert gets traded to the Jazz. I mean, from the Jazz, he gets traded, and he gets traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves, which is going to be very interesting with him and Karl Anthony Towns, although Towns is a three-point shooter. So that's the good thing about that you can have that's the problem with Bam. You can't team him up with another big guy unless that big guy can shoot, because Bam can't. Somebody's got to be the stretch. Somebody's got to be able to stand at that three-point line and be able to shoot. Bam can't do that. You got to find another guy. The good thing, Karl Anthony Towns can do that while you have Gobert on the court. Now, Lucy, you have some splaining to do. And you got to watch out, you know, because sometimes you'll run your mouth and you'll talk about things and, you know, you don't realize that sometimes life changes. And, you know, Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, well, they got across the threshold of awkwardness. And why do we say that? Well, Anthony Edwards was once on a on the podium, and he said about Rudy Gobert, he says, anytime I go against Porzingis, I don't get no layups. I don't get why we couldn't finish. I don't get why we couldn't finish on Rudy Gobert. He don't put no fear in my heart. I don't know why. So the guy that doesn't put fear in his heart, which, by the way, it's kind of funny that Porzingis puts more fear in his heart than Rudy Gobert. But Anthony Edwards is not a Rudy Gobert fan. So Anthony Edwards, who's a hell of a player, by the way, and he did a good job on that that movie with I watched it the other day, Adam Sandler. Okay, and by the way, Guancho was excellent. There's a ton of NBA players in that. But Anthony Edwards did really well in that, being the instigator and all that stuff. That was actually really, really good on Juancho. But anyway, now Anthony Edwards will have the awkward moment of having Rudy Gobert, the guy that puts no fear into him, as his teammate now. Humana, 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 humana. The good thing for Anthony Edwards is that he is a baller. So, you know, Rudy Gobert is going to have to deal with it. It is what it is. But that'll be just a little bit awkward between Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert when they've got to meet up. I wonder if Anthony Edwards sends him a congrats or welcome aboard, and then does this guy send him back the tweet of Anthony Edwards saying that he puts no fear in him and all that, just to F with him or just to bust his balls. It's kind of what it is. Yeah, it was a good movie, Josh. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. It was a good movie. I thought Adam Sandler did a really... I think he wrote it and produced it and all that stuff, right? Besides acting in it. And I thought he did a really, really good job. Nobody likes Gobert. Well, I mean, you know, he was such a douchebag early on with the whole pandemic stuff. And doing all that spreading and not taking it serious. And then he ends up with it and spread it to his teammates and stuff. So, yeah, it's one of those where, you know, yeah. What are you going to do? Anyway, folks, it's time. I think we did about a little over 2 hours today on the program. So we appreciate all of you out there, as always, for tuning in and supporting our program. Thank you, thank you, thank you out there. You guys are so kind. Don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. Share the show with folks. Please follow and subscribe to our other channel, Big O Show Cuts. Put it on the search engine there, Big O Show Cuts. And please follow. Help us get that one to 1,000. Help us get to 13,000 here. With our regular page. And we thank all of you out there, as always, for supporting us. I probably will do something on July 4th. Little short show or something, but I probably will do something on the 4th. I'm pretty sure of that. All right. Thank you all out there. We will see you on Monday. Same time, same place. Same batch.
For over 16 years, EJDConstruction.com has provided South Florida residents quality craftsmanship, accurate project management, and exceptional service. That's why EJDConstruction.com is an A-rated member of Angie's List and the Better Business Bureau. When you're looking for the right custom home builder for additions or home remodeling, please call my friend Eric at 305-433-4843. That's 305-433-4843. For EJDConstruction.com.